Many things are now available on the web, email, chatting, Skype. But what about psychotherapy? That's the idea that Fiona Wallace, the therapist in the series Web Therapy, is trying to market. Instead of meeting face-to-face with her clients, she video chats with them. And instead of 50 minutes, she limits her sessions to 3 minutes on her digital couch. It's been popular as a web series, and now it's coming to television. In fact, Web Therapy premieres tonight at 11 on Showtime, and I'm very pleased that it brings its star, Lisa Kudrow, to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
You play Fiona Wallace, a therapist who has little patience for her patients' problems. Has she missed the point of how therapy works?
She doesn't care how therapy works.
But what was the launching point of the series for you? Was it that concept?
Yes, it was the concept that people are doing so many things, exactly that, online these days. That and this is about 2007 that the idea occurred to me that that they're doing so many things that I could just see them at work thinking they can just knock out therapy if it's only 3 minutes long. And then they can at least, you know, check it off like, no, I'm in therapy. I'm mm-hmm. doing that. And they still don't have to leave their desk.
And this occurred to you some years back.
It did,
but
yeah.
Did it occur to you as a television show or as something that you would do on the web?
It occurred, yeah, not for a TV show, but something for the web. But we didn't pursue it because I wasn't dying to do a web series. We had been asked to do web series if we had any ideas, and I hadn't. Because before, up until then, they were mostly sketches and sort of sitcoms that, you know, didn't make it on TV and then got chopped up into 5 minutes. I wasn't interested in doing that, but this idea occurred to me.
Well, you were also involved in the comeback, weren't you?
Yes, well, it was after the comeback and after it had been canceled, right? Yeah.
So there you were. You were reluctant to do this, but you decided to try it. And how long were the various web segments?
We were going for 3 minutes, but, you know, it's improvised. And when you have Jane Lynch or, you know, Bob Balaban, who's fantastic, or Tim Bagley, and we didn't know where to cut. So one of the Tim Bagleys is 7 minutes long, which we were terrified of. That's going to be too long for the web. No one has the attention span for that.
But it worked fine.
It worked fine.
But now you have a regular show, so it has to be 30 minutes long.
Right.
And what you're doing here instead is you're putting three or four of them together.
More than that.
More than that.
Yeah. It's fun because all throughout this process, there's been the question of, oh, my God, is this too long? That seems to be for every phase of this project, the question is that too long?
Now, why is that such a problem?
Because it felt like everyone's attention span is shrinking, not growing. So
don't tell that to my audience.
Well, not here.
I do 20 and 40 minute interviews.
But what I'm happy to report, what we experienced was that no, people will watch a 7 minute webisode. They'll watch a 13 minute webisode, and they'll even watch a 2 hour movie online. So, you know, you can hold someone's attention for longer than 3 minutes.
Fiona loves words like modality because she's buying into this new technology.
Right. And she's trying to sell it with words like modality.
And it has to be said, she's probably the worst person to be a therapist in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why I think it's so funny.
This is narcissist as a psychotherapist.
Yes. Or, you know, I've got to say, to me, she reminds me of a lot of politicians who, you know, they stay on message. So if they keep saying it long enough, then eventually someone's just going to have to, out of exhaustion,
of course,
agree.
The whole idea of therapy is that you free associate and things connect. But she has she's kind of impatient, brittle, haughty.
Judgmental. Self-serving.
Is it ever made clear whether she's even been accredited?
It's not clear at all. I mean, she's asked. Bob Balaban's character is a renowned psychotherapist. And his first question is, so where did you study? And she's like, I have an MBA from the Wharton School. She's very proud because it's an Ivy League school.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that's another thing that we're not surprised about on the web. People become journalists who have never had any experience in journalism. Why can't you be a therapist?
That's right. That was one of the other points, in fact, that we were trying to make is you don't know who anybody is. Anyone can just say, oh, no, I do that. I provide that service. I'm a professional, whatever.
She also enunciates a lot, and her voice is very distinctive. Mm-hmm. Are these important ways to give us and her clients a sense of who she is?
It might be more for me, just
in inventing the character,
find that character, because she's actually based on someone I know who is, in fact, really intelligent, elegant, beautiful, funny, all these, like the perfect woman. And then I just decided that's how Fiona thinks she's coming off. But, you know, you filter it through me and it comes off as affect. So
we have a clip of Fiona's approach to dealing with one of her clients, Jerome. Let's play it.
Remember, Jerome, now you only have 3 minutes. It's not the 50-minute sessions. You know, the whole point is that you can actually achieve something during your sessions, which I think was a real struggle for you.
Well, it was, but I have to say that I was getting the impression in the last couple of sessions that I was boring you.
I'm not bored. I mean, I have enough of an inner intellectual life to keep interested in anything that even you could be saying. All right. Okay. Listen, this is good. It brings me to something I've been wanting to discuss with you. I was really very hopeful when I switched you from the 50-minute in-person sessions to these truncated 3-minute sessions, right, hoping it would prompt you to get to your issues so that we could do some real work instead of the self-indulgent sort of blather, you know, that occupies a 50-minute session.
Right.
Alas, that hasn't happened.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
So I'm feeling like I don't know if either one of us is getting anything out of this.
As though the therapist is supposed to get something out of it. That's Dan Bukatinski playing Jerome, and he's also one of the executive producers of the series. Is it fun to work with someone on screen that you work with off screen as well?
Oh, yeah. It's really fun. I mean, we know each other so well. There's a shorthand. I don't have to worry about what's going to hurt his feelings if I don't, you know. Sometimes you worry about that.
You can also trust him to be good at the improvisation.
Oh,
because
yes,
you
know
who he is.
Right, exactly.
You founded your production company with him, and he played your publicist in the series for that, The Comeback.
That's right.
So you've had a fairly long working relationship.
Yeah. Well, I met Dan through his spouse, Dawn Roos, who is the third co-creator of Web Therapy, on Opposite of Sex, which is a movie I did in 1998. And I met Dan there. And we all became friends, and when Friends was winding down, I thought I should have a production company in case I wanted to produce another TV show for myself. And so I wanted Dan to be my partner because he was a writer and a creative person.
Is that what somebody has to do these days, to create the thing for herself because you can't trust other people to come up with something good?
Well, I don't know if I would have the guts to put it that way, but...
Well, you're in the business, and you don't want to get people upset, right? But
well, there's two sides of that coin. One of them is that it's very nice just to be an employee of an extremely talented writer-producer, and you don't have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. But the other, at the time, I was really thinking the only way to avoid trying to compete with what Friends was to have my own idea, you know, my own sense of humor I knew would be different enough. And
my guest is Lisa Kudrow, who plays Fiona Wallace on Web Therapy, which premieres tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Showtime. Fiona is very different from the character of Phoebe Buffay on Friends. I'm assuming that was something that you wanted to establish, so that people didn't, so you didn't just get stuck in that character.
I am, that comes up a lot, and I wish I were strategic enough to even consider those things.
Really? It's just playing another character? But you,
it's
you've
just playing
created,
another character.
But you've created this character.
Right. To me, for this character, for the comeback character, Valerie Cherish, the character had to serve the concept of the show. That's what they were born out of. You know, Valerie Cherish had to be really phony and on, which...
Even though she was doing a reality show.
Right. That was the whole point. I mean, that was one of the whole points. But so just by definition, that's going to be very different from Phoebe. And for Fiona Wallace also, it's a really despicable person to think 3-minute online sessions is a fantastic idea.
I have to tell you, I love The Comeback. And a lot of other people have told me they loved it. Do you think it was just ahead of its time?
I do. I mean, I feel
today
strange saying that.
Today it would make more
that,
sense,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Well, now we have the Real Housewives of mm-hmm. everywhere. And so we have a point of reference for what it is to be so humiliated that it's worthwhile in order to get your branding message out there, you know.
Victor Garber plays your husband in Web Therapy, brilliantly, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Had he appeared in the web series?
Yes, he was in one webisode of our second season. It was the last webisode of the second season where he declares that he wants to run for Congress. And that will be in, the last episode of the Showtime season one.
But you had to create a whole character who'd been absent pretty much until now.
Right. But we went back and we were watching what we had done 2 years ago, you know, with the web series. And we saw that we had pretty much defined Fiona's husband. We had laid that. we'd
just
sort
through
of,
the conversations with other people.
Right. Yes. With Fiona, with the two, like the internet hipsters, I think they were dubbed, Drew Sherman and Patty Guggenheim. We saw that Fiona was saying, like, my husband also felt threatened. So do you find yourself wearing dresses and... makeup, bras and panties. No, not yet. Okay. You know, we can see that just through improvising, information comes out if you just hold on to it. It's great stuff to call back.
Also, because you're doing these relatively brief segments, you can draw upon an awful lot of talented people, can't you? Because they don't have to commit to doing a show.
That's exactly right. It takes a half a day for someone to... do their entire, you know, 3-webisode arc on Web Therapy. So it's easy. Yeah.
And then you can always have them come back somewhere down the line. You do have some recurring characters.
We do have some. And people, but it's tough. People who are on TV shows cannot be recurring characters on anything else.
That's contractual?
Well, with their networks. I mean, if you're on a TV show, you're exclusive to them. You have to get permission to be on something. You get outs to be a guest star.
I always thought Chris Noth was working as a recurring character on 6 different shows at the same time.
Oh, really? Well, maybe that's how they
were able to
get
him. He was on Sex and the City,
him.
And he was on, you know...
Law and Order?
Law and Order.
Right. Maybe that's... Yeah. But that was also how many years ago. I just think things are getting more strict and confined.
Well, to some degree, perhaps because HBO and also... all of these different channels now, Showtime... they've all become so much more mainstream than they were in the past. So I suspect that the big networks now see them as real competitors.
Real competition. Yeah. I mean, now Netflix is big competition. Everything's
competition.
And raising
competition. Its price, too.
Yeah.
Much of the show takes place in the format of Fiona's web chats seen on a computer screen. Is it a challenge to show an entire company, an entire character just through this tiny portal?
We thought it might be. That was one of our questions, you know, when we started doing this, especially going to Showtime. We were wondering, do we know enough about this character? If we're only seeing her, do we need an objective camera? Does the webcam need to catch her off guard, you know, when she's, you know, not exactly at her desk? And, well, we'll see. I mean, so far.
We're interacting with other people off camera. Everything is done within the format of the therapy.
Yeah. Well, we see her husband enter in the very first scene of Web Therapy, the first episode. So,
the episodes of the web series usually fairly short, you said, single one-on-one conversations. Were you concerned when you decided to start putting them all together for a half-hour show?
Yes, that was one of our questions, is does this hold our interest for 20-something minutes? I mean, the first thing was looking at a character's three sessions, you know, one client's three sessions, and it did hold our interest for the 17 minutes. And then we played around with how exactly to show 28 minutes of stuff. And the answer was to keep them as pieces, like they appeared on the internet, and you separate them with title cards. So it's not, they're not scenes. They're not scenes. They're pieces, but they do link together.
Now they're improvised. How much longer are they before editing?
Well, you know, we'll do the first take, say, will be maybe 20 minutes long. And we certainly can't use that. I mean, with Meryl Streep, who did the, you know, on the webisodes, we have one that's like 14 minutes long because it just didn't know where to cut. It was all so good. And I think you can watch Meryl Streep forever.
Well, that's nothing to be embarrassed about, having something that's that good that you can't cut it. You won a special Webby for Outstanding Comedic Performance, and Web Therapy won a Webby Award for Best Comedy Series in 2010. And then this year, you won the Best Individual Performance, and the series won the Best Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a reason that you're now moving to Showtime?
I don't know if it's – well, I think it helped. Winning those Webbies, because the Webbies are like the one most recognized sort of stamp of approval for things on the internet.
You majored in biology in college, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
Were you already thinking about acting, or is this something that just fell into your lap?
It didn't fall into my lap. I had to pursue it, but I wasn't thinking about it at all in college. In fact, I had shoved it out.
So when did it happen? Was it something that you'd wanted to do and then put aside because parents say, you know, you got to get a real job?
I am my own parental voice. So I was born.
You said to yourself, I got to get a real job.
I was born 30. No, when I was a kid, I liked acting, like a lot of little girls want to be an actress. And then I decided I had to be very serious.
And when did you realize that you had this incredible comedic skill?
When I took my improv classes and realized that, you know, I have a certain way of doing things, I guess. I wasn't really aware of it until after Friends and people said, oh, you have such unique timing. Like, I wasn't aware.
How long does the series run?
10 episodes.
And you can see the first one tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's called Web Therapy. My great thanks to Lisa Kudrow for talking to us about this new series that's starting on Showtime tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.